This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO is concerned about support Russia could provide North Korea, the alliance's head said on Tuesday as Russian President Vladimir Putin headed to the reclusive nuclear-armed country for the first time in 24 years.
We are, of course, also concerned about the potential support that Russia provides to North Korea when it comes to supporting their missile and nuclear programs.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told a joint press conference after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken that Russia's war in Ukraine was being propped up by China, North Korea, and Iran, who all want to see the Western alliance fall. A U.S. envoy visited the Middle East on Tuesday as Israel and Hezbollah seem to be on the brink of all-out war. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel and Hezbollah seem to be closer than ever to a full-blown war, with escalating attacks on both sides against civilian and military targets. Tens of thousands of Israelis and Lebanese have been forced to leave their homes near the border. Israeli analysts say a full-scale war with Hezbollah would take a larger toll than the 8 months of fighting Hamas in Gaza. Israel has warned the Lebanese government that the whole country, not just Hezbollah in the south, would suffer heavy damage in an Israeli bombardment. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says any deal to end the fighting with Israel is tied to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Yemen's Houthi militants are believed to have sunk a second ship in the Red Sea, the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operation said on Tuesday. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups.